This is Adavin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Providing birds a food source is an easy way to provide for wildlife viewing opportunities. Three items to consider when starting a bird feeding program are feeder types, feeder location, and seed selection. Feeder types include ground or tray feeders, hopper feeders, tub feeders, and suet or basket feeders. Ground or tray feeders are designed to be set directly on the ground or close to ground level. Low cut tree stumps are good locations for tray feeders. Trays with a lip around the edge help prevent seed from being scratched onto the ground. Use trays that have drain holes to reduce water buildup and reduce chances of mold. Hopper feeders or self-feeders are larger feeders that automatically disseminate seed onto a tray or platform as it is removed by the birds. Hopper feeders keep the seed dry and need to be refilled less often than other feeders. Tub feeders are lengths of glass or plastic tubing with openings and perches allowing the birds to land and feed. Suet or basket feeders range from simple onion bags to more elaborate wire cages and are designed to hold suet. Locating feeders requires one to consider not only the best viewing areas, but also protection for the feeding birds, ease in refilling and cleaning the feeder, and the variety of desired bird species. Predators will be attracted to feeding sites. Make sure there is escape cover in the form of trees, shrubs, or brush piles within 15 feet of the feeding location. This allows feeding birds a location to fly and hide when predators show up. In order to attract the widest variety of birds, it is important to locate feeders at different heights. Many birds feed from the ground while others are adept at feeding on raised trays or even on the hanging tub or suet feeders. Establishing a variety of feeders and feeding heights provides the best opportunity for viewing many different species of birds. Seed selection is also a very important component of bird feeding. Black oil sunflower seed and white millet seed are considered two of the better seeds to use when feeding birds. The black oil sunflower seeds can be used in tub feeders and mixed with the millet in ground and hopper type feeders. This combination of seeds is less apt to attract starlings and grackles than commercial mixes containing other types of seed. The final thing to keep in mind when considering feeding the birds is your commitment. During the winter months, birds come to depend on you as a steady source of food. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.